Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And I'm telling you, as I come here to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri, we are still walking in the afterglow of the most amazing meeting, Autumn Assembly of Prayer, that we had here in Branson at the Hilton Convention Center. Actually, I'd say that it really started on Wednesday, the 26th of October, with a wonderful prayer meeting. We were in a supernatural meeting. Folks, I'm telling you, things were seen, and I'm getting, a lady gave me a testimony today of what she saw from the great cloud of witnesses. I'm having her type that up for me. She's a very credible lady. She said she'd never seen anything in her life. Her eyes had never been opened. And God literally opened her eyes to those who were in that great cloud of witnesses with us in the Branson meeting. And sometimes you think, well, I shouldn't tell these things, but Sister Woodworth Eddard told them. And people wrote books about what happened back in those days. And people read it now and want those things. And so when we're experiencing it, and we're experiencing it right now, then I'm going to tell it, and God will confirm these things. People joined us from all over the world. This came from way in the bush country of a place called Morgan, South Australia. We are aged pensioners whom the Lord blessed by bringing us out to a 12-acre block a few kilometers inland from the northwest bend of the River Murray. I'm not sure about that. 4 years ago, he told us to call it Living Waters, which puzzled the people in that area, as we do not have any town water, only water tanks, and they used to say it never rains here. But we've been blessed with a lovely house and planted vines, gardens, orchards, have geese, ducks, and chickens. The Lord has sent us rain. And they're an elderly couple, but they're praying for their area. There are four churches in Morgan who have monthly preachers. Two churches have two members each. One has two families, and the big church has 12 members. We attend all four. But she talked about they are attending. They're helping us, and they're glad to be praying with us. They don't have a computer, but she's asked for us to send things by DVDs, and she knows what we're doing, so she's joined up with us there in Australia. We have people that have come joining us from Canada. I was particularly blessed by the ones who said from Canada, we're praying for America. We prayed for godly leaders, and we're praying for you. We want you to have them too. So we're so glad people joined us from all around the world. This is from Sydney, and I sent in a prayer request a month ago, a testimony of supernaturally finding a box of books we'd lost in a move, and I asked you at that time for prayer for my husband Paul, who was having part of his bowel removed due to severe problems. Thank you for praying. We immediately got some answers to prayer. The doctor didn't think he could do a laparoscopically done operation, but he did. There's no bag, and everything is turning out just right and great. And so we're praising God that we are joining with people. I liked this one from the Scottish Borders. It's from Laura. And she joined the Prayer Mountain meeting in Monday in the Spirit. Now, we did not stream that one because we wanted to be absolutely free. And she had joined with us online. This family had joined with us in the Scottish Borders. What are their last names? I don't have it here. But they had joined with us for the meetings, and they joined us in the Spirit in prayer. It just doesn't matter. These people in Scotland, they knew they'd been with us all the week online, and then they knew we were having a meeting that wasn't being streamed, so they prayed at the same time, and at the same time, they had amazing things happening. Now, at the Autumn Assembly of Prayer, the Lord told us in a word that came to begin to sing more, that we should sing more. We should go around our houses singing more. We should sing to Him. We should sing in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and that this singing had a way of trimming the world off of us and moving us over into the realm of the Spirit. Now, this family from Scotland writes, since 1985, this woman writes, my family has gathered together for four sessions a week to spend time just ministering to the Lord in worship. There were many times during those sessions as a child, I would hear in the Spirit great congregations of other believers around the world who were singing at the same time and with whom the Lord was connecting us. on Wednesday, the 28th of September this year, the Holy Spirit reminded us and instructed us to begin ministering to Him in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. And He showed us that this would connect us with other prayers around the world. This is becoming a corporate anointing, such a supply of strength that as we worship, we become glorious. Hallelujah. I have such a strong witness from the Lord that this place of corporate worship across the world will affect the final push for life. You know, this reminds me of a time that I came back from Finland. And in Finland, where we had gone to minister, this was back during the KGB days, and we always did about a month's work in Finland before we went on over into Russia. We did it in tent meetings, and the Finnish people had a lot in Finland. They had a lot of schism and division in their churches. And so we heard, we went regularly, and on one of the trips that we went back over there, they said, oh, there's a great meeting of unity. They're having unity meetings here in Finland for the church to get together. So we went to one of the unity meetings, and I'm telling you folks, I never saw such disunity at a unity meeting. There was squabbles and all kinds of things were happening, and I felt like saying to the people that we'd been ministering to, stay away from the unity meeting, but I didn't do that. I thought that wouldn't be right, you know. So I came back home to Collinsville, Oklahoma, the next Sunday after having been to Finland. And I was singing in our church in Collinsville. We were all singing, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord. And suddenly, now we had in our church at that time about 200 people. Suddenly we were singing with a lot of voices. It was much better than we could sing. It sounded like a wonderful choir. And so I stopped to listen. And the Lord then spoke to me. And He said, you are in more unity than you think you are. He said, for instance, I have congregations when they are in the Spirit singing the song that I told them to sing rather than just a list of songs. When they're moving in the Spirit and singing as I lead them, I have congregations all over the world singing the same song at the same time. And from time to time, I have the heavenly choirs join with them. Now, it's the morning service here in Collinsville, but you know that in Finland, it's the Sunday night service, and they're singing this same song there. He said, you are in more unity than you know you are. The devil knows it, however, and he hates it. He said, unity is in the Spirit. He said, now, for instance, you speak and you teach end time things, and other people do as well, and sometimes they differ greatly in what they teach. So much so that if one were walking down the street and he saw another person, end time preacher, walking the other side of the street, right down the same street, he'd cross over to keep from meeting that man in his path. But he said, what gives me great pleasure is that I will have them when they are in the Spirit. I will have them when they are in their prayer closets praying. I have them both working on the same prayer projects at the same time. He said, unity is in the Spirit. And you are in more unity than you think you are. Well, that blessed me. Because, you know, the Bible says you are one faith, one Lord, one baptism. That means the baptism by which you are saved. And so we are indeed joined together. Bless the Lord. And oh, what feelings, what unity we have as we pray here at Prayer Mountain. And as we had our autumn assembly of prayer, it was so powerful. We moved into such places in the Spirit. Things happened all over the earth at the same time. I got a letter from one woman, and Brother Gary Wood, and of course, if you want to see what Brother Gary Wood taught, you should go online to our, what was that? That was October 16, our third Sunday prayer. October 16, the third Sunday prayer. And Gary Wood was giving his testimony of going to heaven. He went to heaven in 1966, and there he saw Jesus, saw many things. He gave his testimony online, so you can see it online, September 16. And in that testimony, he did not want to come back to earth. He wanted to stay in heaven, But the Lord said to him, "You'll have to go back. She's using that name." And David Ingalls wrote a song about it. "You'll have to go back. She's using that name." And so Gary did come back. But the Lord told him three things would happen before the Lord Jesus comes again. One thing would be there would be poured out a spirit of prayer. There would be poured out a spirit of restoration. There would be poured out an outburst of miracles. One of the letters that I got from one of our prayers, he said, restoration between brothers, between brethren. And she gave me her testimony. She lived, I think it is in New Jersey, and she'd been watching, and she heard, I'm not sure exactly what she was watching. It was some kind of a video, but with Kenneth Copeland and me and maybe Brother Roberts, the wake-up call. But anyway, she heard the Lord say to her, "Call Dennis, call Dennis." Dennis was her husband that she had been estranged from. She thought, "Well, this is just me," but she called him, and he said, "I'm glad you called. I was wanting you to call. I'm dying of lung cancer." And he couldn't go to her. He was so sick. But she went to wherever he was. They had 4 days together. And in those 4 days, they got everything right. They apologized to each other. They asked for forgiveness. They praised and worshiped the Lord together. And then just a little while after that, he passed away and went to heaven. And she said that she was so glad for the restoration. But she felt so lonely, and the 30 years they had been on again, off again marriage and troubled. He'd had a lot of addictions. And she said, "But I felt so lonely, and my children moved away, and I was just here, and I was feeling this." And then one day during the Autumn Assembly of Prayer, the Lord had us minister to those who had had a death in the past year. We had the people come forth that had had a death in their family, close family, within a year. I'm telling you, hundreds, if not 1,000, came forth. When that ministry went forth to those people, and God did it through the ministry of Dr. Gary Wood, when that ministry came forth, she said, "It reached to me, and I got free. No more burden." Praise God for the ministry of the supernatural power of God. We invite you to join us tomorrow for Wednesday prayer at noon online. Just go to billybrim.org. And go online to join us live stream prayer every Wednesday at noon. We're praying for an awakening to God in America and all around the world. And we're praying for leaders who know God's plan for Israel. You can go online to billybrim.org or call us at 1-800-972-3447. Of course, we always appreciate your helping us to stay on the radio and to continue with our streaming and to do all the things that God's having us do, because these are the last days. These are the very end. We're seeing it. All those things we've been praying for and about, we're seeing them right now. This is Billy Brim. You can write me at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you can, enclose an offering when you write. It would be a blessing to us, and we believe fruit to bound to your account. Shalom.